Well, it's estimated that more than two-thirds of adults with intellectual disabilities in the U.S. are unemployed. Many more are underemployed. Some find work in restaurants, grocery stores, or as janitors. But Amy Silverman's daughter, Sophie, wants to be a dance teacher. Here's their story.
Like a lot of teenagers, my daughter Sophie's got a part-time job.
Daughter?
Here.
Lily?
I'm here.
Every Friday afternoon, she takes attendance for Miss Katie's beginning ballet class at Dance Theater West in Phoenix.
Thank you so much.
Perfect. Hey, dancers, let's stand up on our feet, please. Let's all hold hands with each other.
Sophie also demonstrates tendus and pliés. At 8, the girls in this class are half her age, though most are taller. That's because Sophie has Down syndrome, which happens when an extra 21st chromosome appears at conception, affecting both physical and intellectual abilities. Sophie talked late and walked even later, but these days she dances whenever she gets the chance. Taking ballet at our local community college, cheerleading for Special Olympics, and practicing in our kitchen before school for an audition for the musical at her high school.
Axel!
Sophie's love of movement has led to her career choice. She wants to be a dance teacher like her grandmother, who owns the studio where she studies. She talks about it in this audio diary entry she recorded.
I've been dancing for now 14 years, and I've been doing dance concerts since my freshman year of high school. I just want to do this for myself, for my teachers, for my friends, for my parents, for any other people who is with me.
You might be thinking that Sophie's a little young to be choosing a job. But in Arizona, public school students with disabilities are asked to identify a career path by age 14. Sophie's older sister, Annabelle, left for college this fall with no idea what she wants to do with her life. And that's just fine with the world. The Arizona Department of Economic Security didn't respond to requests for comment for this story. But the policy for students with disabilities is meant to have everyone work in the jobs they want. Yet, after years of asking, I have been able to locate few, if any, services to support Sophie. Not if her choice does not involve wiping tables in the cafeteria or picking up trash on the school grounds.
There are still a lot of barriers around employment for people with disabilities.
Nicole Jorwick is Senior Director of Public Policy for the ARC, a national advocacy group devoted to people with intellectual disabilities. 2014 federal legislation mandates that each state develop plans to help a young person like Sophie. And Jorwick says there are more resources available nationally than there used to be. But she says trying to navigate the various systems is all but impossible.
There's the vocational rehabilitation funding stream. There's the education system. There's the Developmental Disability Agency. The Medicaid agency, all those agencies are not talking together. They're not figuring out how they can use their funds to make goals come about.
In 2018, the Arizona Department of Education released data showing that more than half of young people with disabilities who had aged out of the school system were not engaged in any sort of work, training, or higher education program. Only about 10% were involved in competitive employment and fully compensated for their work.
Well, go get some food. You must be starving.
I am.
I've had to hire a lawyer for Sophie to advocate for her in the school system. Lori Bird has worked with us since Sophie was in third grade, helping to write academic goals and get her support in the classroom. And she's been talking for years about this transition from high school to the real world.
Maybe we should slightly change your transition plan to that you'll go to college and major just in fine arts versus picking which fine arts you're going to major in.
Bird wants Sophie to have options, but she tells me what I already know, that there won't be many supports for this effort.
Instead of transition being the parent comes in and gets a whole bunch of information from the school, the parent actually has to come in and tell the school, here's what we want to do, and do all the work. It's backwards.
Of course, I'm not the first parent to have to forge such a path for her kid. Amy Dill has a son, Adam, who is a couple years older than Sophie. Adam is on the autism spectrum, and Amy and a couple of other parents have created Pathway to Work, a nonprofit in Arizona that exposes young people to everything from clerical positions to jobs working with horses.
So we always know he'll need some assistance. Probably even with employment, he's going to need some assistance. Many of the families here in this similar situation, everybody identifies with a job.
Maybe Sophie will join Pathway to Work when she graduates in May 2021. Maybe she will be accepted at one of the college programs for people with intellectual disabilities. Right now, there are more than 250 programs around the country. Maybe Sophie and I will start a program that will bring dancers with disabilities to classrooms across Arizona. Or maybe Sophie has her own idea.
Dance to Sophie. Put your favorite foot behind you. A curtsy to say thank you, Sophie.
For Here and Now, I'm Amy Silverman.
I love you so much. I will see you next week.
Well told, Mom. And Amy's story is made possible by a grant from the Economic Hardship Reporting Project.